Hello, hello, my friends. I am Jenny Lin, and this is my show. I am a wife and mom of two crazy kiddos. I have struggled many years with chronic illness and pain. I have a passion to find out as much as I can while navigating through life not always feeling 100%. I have realized that having a positive mindset is a must in today's crazy world. You deserve to live this life showing up as your best self, and I can help you get there. If you've been feeling lost after becoming a mom, you're not alone. I know that incredible woman is still in there, just begging to be found. I am here to create a safe, non-judgmental space for like-minded women. Let's empower each other. I am so happy you're here. Now, let's jump into the 123 Mom Squad podcast with me, Jenny Lin. Hi, friends. So today on the show, I have Lauren Nelson. Lauren is a traditional naturopath specializing in blood work. She became a blood work specialist after years of dealing with her own health issues while doctors just told her she was healthy and to lower her stress. I think most of us can relate to Lauren's issues here. She owns Medela Health Healing and has helped hundreds of clients get answers to their health struggles by teaching them how to transform their normal labs into answers, hope, and healing. She has created a free blood work guide that is on her website, so you can check that out so you can get a clearer picture into your own labs and kind of get a better idea on your numbers so you can take those numbers back to your doctor and say, hey, listen, this to me doesn't seem right, and kind of go from there. And again, trying to be your own advocate. All right, so let's bring Lauren on.
Hey, Lauren, welcome back. It's nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm so excited to talk about labs and blood work and everything that we all need to really know to take care of our health in our own hands and just be our own advocate, because I know that a lot of times doctors, what is normal to them may not be normal for you. So let me just introduce you real quick, everybody. This is Lauren Nelson, and she is with Medela Healing. She's helped hundreds of clients get answers to their health struggles by teaching them how to transform their normal labs into answers, hope, and healing. So, Lauren, let's start. What made you get into lab work? What led you down this path that is so, you know, intricate, I guess, and I'm fascinated by learning everything that you have to teach us. So give us a little background.
Yeah. So I'm in my mid-30s now, but when I was a teenager, I started getting sick. And so I spent my late teens, all of my 20s, and the beginning of my 30s, basically house and bed bound. I could not get answers to anything that was going on with me. I was exhausted, and I just wasn't a normal kid or living a 20-something-year-old life like my friends were. I went from doctor to naturopath to acupuncturist. You name it, I saw it, and I couldn't get answers. And then if I did get some answers, I was spending thousands of dollars in supplements that weren't even helping me, and I was getting worse. So I decided to take healing into my own hands, and I went down the rabbit hole, and I pulled out my blood work, and I had, you know, at this point, about 15 years of blood work that had been taken from me since I started getting sick. And I'm like, there's got to be an answer here. And so I started researching and talking to different mentors, and I decided to go back to school to figure out what was in my blood work that was showing answer of what was happening in my health. I would go to the doctor and they would take this blood and they'd come back and see me and they'd go, yep, everything's normal. You look good. Maybe just reduce your stress or sleep a little more. I was sleeping like 18 hours a day. I'm like, sleep more? Are you sure? So I dove into this blood work side of things because I really felt that blood work should be able to tell us what's going on. And sure enough, that's exactly what I found. It's amazing. The ranges in blood work today are so much wider than they used to be. For example, our white blood cell count, the range on most labs today are now from 3 to 11%. And if you think about it, about 60 years ago, the ranges on this white blood cell count alone were from 5 to 8. So as our population has gotten sicker, those ranges are based on statistics and the ranges have gotten wider. So you could go and have a white blood cell count of 3.5. You're probably not feeling very good at that point. And your doctor would look at your results and go, oh, you're in range. You're normal. You should be feeling good. Maybe you're just a tired mom, or, you know, maybe you're working too much, whatever the reason may be. So I really found that through my own health journey, and now with the clients that I work with, the solutions are right in front of us, and the solutions are in basic lab work. You know, we don't have to go crazy or do anything special, you know, and get these expensive blood markers. I look at the CBC with differentials, which 99% of the people that go to the doctor would have.
Wow. It's so frustrating. I mean, and I'm sure that most of the audience that is listening in can understand that frustration, because it really does, you know, all of us have just been from doctor to doctor and specialist. And of course, you know, we get blood work in hopes that they find something. It's like, oh, I hope they find that I'm sick.
Yes.
You know, it's not the best thing, but still you want an answer, and nobody yes. can give you an answer. And it's like, why? Yeah. And it's so frustrating. So then you think that, okay, yeah, I'm tired. I'm stressed. I'm overwhelmed, like more than half the population, but it is not normal. It's not normal to feel that exhausted and fatigued 24/7. So tell me more about what can people do if they're their own advocate for their blood work. Can they take, what would a doctor say if you said, hey, listen, this was the normal range, but I'm still low. What do you think I can do about this? What do you think a doctor would say?
You know, it's no shame to the doctors. They just don't know this. I mean, we all get into this field to help people. And I really do believe that the doctors that I saw in my path, they really wanted to help me. They just didn't know. So I don't know how helpful they would be if we went back, for example, and used the white blood cell count. And if you went to your doctor and said, hey, this isn't an optimal range, honestly, they would probably laugh at you and be like, yeah, it is. You know, just because they don't know, and it's no shame to them. It's just, we're all trying to do our best, and the most they've got 10 minutes with you and they want to give you an answer. And so the answer is you're just stressed, or you're just a new mom, or whatever the reason may be. So I think that finding a specialist in the holistic, usually on the holistic side, can be helpful, just because we look at things a little bit differently because we want to optimize you. You're not so sick to where you're out of that range to where these alarm bells are going off for your regular medical doctor. But in the holistic space, if you work with naturopaths or coaches or whatever the person may be, they're really looking at your blood work and looking at optimizing you. And so I think to find somebody, and I know that it a lot of times is outside of an insurance, which adds an expense, which is an additional stressor. If you can get someone to put you on a roadmap back to health, instead of just kind of playing this whack-a-mole game, I think that would be, if I could go back in time and just really do my research and find somebody that would be a good fit, that would put me on a path to optimize me.
Let's take a quick break.
Welcome to the Alchemy of Natural Healing. I'm your host, Laurel Dewey. True healing is an alchemical process, meaning it must transform you on all levels, body, mind, and spirit. What affects one affects all three. True healing is one of the hardest journeys you'll ever travel, but it's one of the most rewarding and fulfilling when you get to meet yourself for the first time. If you're ready to take that journey, let's get started.
How do people go about finding a naturopath or a good certified type of holistic practitioner? I mean, I guess it doesn't even need to be in their area, because there are so many amazing, you know, experts out there. And now we can do everything virtual, you know, with telemed and everything like that. So what is your, I guess, is there a way to really find one ideally that works best for you? How would people go about finding one that would be good for them?
You know, and that's the hard part, and where I feel so compassionate towards people that don't have those answers and hope, because it takes a lot of research to find the right fit for you. That's why I went all virtual. I see my clients completely online because I want to be able to provide answers for the people that are listening that need some hope and need some answers and solutions. So finding the research, a lot of times these holistic coaches and naturopaths will have a 10-minute free consultation. So use that, you know, jump on the phone with them, make sure it's a good fit, because at the end of the day, they work for you. And, you know, you need to make sure that whoever that you're hiring to be on your team to optimize your health is got your best interests in mind, whether or it's, you know, physically, financially, emotionally. You know, when I work with my clients, I make sure that we're looking at blood work, but then there's also this huge emotional side of the piece too. We're mind, body, and spirit beings, and we can't just look at one side and be completely closed off to the other side, because there's a whole lot of ingredients that go into this kitchen that is ourselves. So use those free phone consultations and do your research. See if you can find them on Instagram. See if they're a good fit for you. But it really takes a lot of research.
Well, I guess when you compare, it's hard when people say, okay, I just want, you know, I'll go to the doctor, maybe they can fix me. But that whole like calling, making an appointment, going in, waiting, seeing can take anywhere up to, let's just say, 1 to 2 hours. So if you take that 1 to 2 hours and sit on the computer and do a little bit of research, it will benefit you in the long run. If we know that going to see the conventional doctor and going that route has not helped you in however many years and decades, then it's time to try something different and something new. So do yourself a favor and just sit down. If you have to schedule it, like, okay, this is my own doctor appointment, I'm researching myself, take 1 to 2 hours. And yeah, do some research. And usually a lot of the functional medicine doctors have like one specific expertise. Like one may be an expert like you with labs, or one may be an expert with hormones. If you have something that's chronic that is plaguing more than your typical chronic illness, maybe you want to seek somebody that has a specific expertise within that holistic modality that might help you further. Utilize, like you said, the free consultations. It is unfortunate that obviously nothing is covered under health insurance or anything like that, but health insurance, the companies, they don't get paid from people that are, you know, well and living a good life. So they want to keep you sick, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And that is just the reality of our world. So just be your own advocate. Get out there, do the research. You know that what you've been doing in the past is not working. Let's take a different route. So,
exactly. I always tell my clients, they go, "Do you take insurance?" And I go, "No, insurance doesn't take me, because I get you out of the system." Like,
right. Yes.
You know, it's like, just stick with me for 6 months and I'll get you out of the system. You don't have to see, you won't probably have to see me again, or, you know, of course, go see your doctor if you need to see your doctor. But, I get you out of the system.
Wow. Can you tell me a little bit about what kind of illnesses did you have when you were a teen?
Yeah. So after diving into my blood work, if you're listening, pull out your blood work and you're going to look up your CBC with differentials. So I'll kind of talk about where I was when I was sick. But if you go down to the neutrophil percentage, anything above 60%, I start thinking bacterial or fungal, a fungal low-grade infection. So mine was sky high. And come to find out, I lived in a toxic mold dorm room. We moved like right when I was in high school, and then I moved into a dorm room, and that was just the end of all, the start of it all. 25% of our population can't properly detox mold. So I had been exposed to this horribly moldy building where I was living, breathing, sleeping, eating, all of the above. And my body wasn't able to detox it out. So I was just holding on to this mold. So my neutrophils were way above 60%. Then I went down to my lymphocyte marker, and my lymphocyte marker was at like 35%. Lymphocytes are a viral marker. So when I look at, when I work with my clients, if they're above 30%, I start asking them questions of like, did you ever have mono? Did you ever have a viral infection that really kind of put you on your butt and made you not feel good? And a lot of times they'll go, yeah, I had mono and I actually haven't felt good since then. I never really like have felt fantastic after this mono episode. So I had also gotten mono. So I also had a really high viral infection. So some of the other markers that I look at within that CBC with differential, if you're listening, I also look at the monocytes percent. So if that's above 7%, I'm also thinking viral. And of course, I'm not diagnosing or treating. I'm just optimizing and interpreting. And then when you go down to the eosinophil marker, if that's above 3%, then I'm also thinking parasites and food sensitivities. So at this point, I had gotten down to like less than 5 foods that I was surviving on. And my eosinophil marker was definitely above 3% when I was at my worst. So I also went after parasites for myself. So I really had it all. Most of the time, people don't have all of these markers really elevated. For me, I just think it was a perfect storm. I think I was supposed to be in that situation so I can help people like I'm doing now and be able to relate to them of whatever they're going through. Because I've been through, you know, not being able to eat many foods. I've been through the fatigue. I've been through mold. So those are basic markers that I guarantee 99% of your listeners have somewhere in a file that they could pull out and go, okay, I see, like, yeah, I've been dealing with some joint pain, like that would make sense. Or I've been really bloated and I've got this fungal infection, whatever it may be. It's the answers are just right in front of us. And it's so, for me, when I get someone's work, I'm like, I get so excited because I'm like, these are answers. Like, you've been searching forever for answers and they're right in front of us. And just to be able to have that hope, like you were saying before, you go to the doctor and you're like, I don't want something to be wrong, but I also do kind of because I want answers. Like, there's no way that the way I feel is how I'm supposed to be feeling. And so that's why it's so exciting when I get these markers from the clients that I work with and I'm like, I cannot wait to meet with you. Like this, I've got so many solutions up my sleeve and we're going to get you on track to feeling great.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I feel like when you go to see your specialist, CBC with differential is kind of like a normal lab that they draw, like, you know, every 6 months when they want to see you or annually. But yeah, you're always within range. So it's really important. And I love that you broke that down for us because you can actually visually see like, okay, this is not supposed to be above such and such what you just said. Mm-hmm. And I know we can get to that later on, but if you guys are all trying to find a pen and paper, we'll go back to it because Lauren, you have a free download on your website, right? Exactly. That kind of goes through all this. So
yes. You
guys don't have to try to, I know sometimes when I'm listening to podcasts, especially when I'm driving, I'm like, oh my gosh, where's my pen and paper? But put it down unless you are listening at home where you have availability. Okay. So now somebody comes to see you and they've got answers kind of from you. Now, what do we do? What's the next step?
Yes. Okay. So the first step that I work with everyone is before we go after any low-grade infection, I want to set ourselves up for success. So I want to make sure that your vitamin D, you're getting enough vitamin D. If we look at vitamin D alone, I mean, some of my clients will call me and be like, I don't think we need to go after the infection. I got my vitamin D levels up by supplementation and I already feel so much better. So I really work on, before we go after anything, supporting the body, nourishing the body, vitamin D, iron, B vitamins, healthy fats, because if you're in a weak state and you're not, you don't have, your body isn't flooded with the nutrients that it needs to support a healthy immune system, yeah, it's going to be really hard to go after these infections. You're not going to like me very much. And you're going to be calling me and being like, what are we doing? So my first step with everybody, flood the body with nutrients and make sure that you're just as supported as you can be. The next step, depending on what that infection is showing us in the CBC, I'll go after the infection. And most of my clients have some type of infection that have found me. So say, for example, the lymphocytes, there was a viral infection. So I will go after by using products. I like this product called VV from Systemic Formulas. It gets the viral load down significantly and pretty quickly. So depending on what type of infection, if we need to go after parasites, I'll go on a parasite cleanse with them for a few months. If there's a fungal infection, I'll put them on an antifungal, antibacterial, make sure their environment is clean and, they're not living in a moldy environment.
Can I just jump in here real quick? Cause I wanted to kind of go back real quick, but when you were living in a dorm room that had mold,
yeah,
was this something that you visually could see? I mean, when people think of mold, they think of the green spore stuff that kind of grows in damp places, but sometimes it's not always visual that you can really kind of see. So was this something that you knew that you were living in?
Good question. So in that situation, yes, there was definitely mold physically everywhere. But the home that I was living in, once I figured out that I was still dealing with a mold situation, I couldn't see it. It was actually in my HVAC system. So mold, they say 80% of homes are water damaged. So it could be anywhere from underneath your sink to in your HVAC to in your shower. And in that situation, if you see it, or if you smell an odor that smells like grandma's house, like I always tell somebody, if you walk in and it just kind of has that like older, dingier smell,
dampy
kind of mop like smell,
yeah,
find somebody that can come take care of it for you. I'm by no means a building expert, but I know that it affects it affects 25% of the population to not be able to detox the mold that they're being exposed to. So if it's not affecting the person that's listening to this, it might be affecting a family member. We all have different symptoms if you are dealing with a mold illness. That, my husband had some breathing issues. He was like, I just kind of feel a little coughy, and I didn't have that at all. So the symptoms are really subtle with some people or really extreme with others. But look in those obvious places of under your sinks, in your showers. It can be in crawl spaces, attics. Make sure there's no leaks in your roof, because it definitely can be hidden too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something nasty that I think we've all experienced one time or another, but sometimes it's not so obvious, right? So we really need to be proactive about kind of looking for it and finding, if there is a cause. And I think to myself, I live in a new house. I built it almost 13 years ago, but that doesn't mean that something has developed, right? Yes. So maybe I'm not the one that's going, I shouldn't have to worry about that. But it's not that it was built, log tight and whatever. I mean, exactly. We get snow and everything is damp. And, in Buffalo, we're not always getting the nicer weather to dry things out, especially, I guess, if you live where in a wooded area, right? Where you've got trees over your house or anything like that, where things can't dry out. And stuff gets in through little teeny tiny cracks. I mean, that's how little spiders and you know, mm-hmm. bugs come in. So if bugs can come in, mold can come in.
That's exactly it.
Right. So, and then what do you think about all the cleaning products out there that people yeah. use, especially like with pets, right? There's urine cleaners, and then there's these powders that I feel like should come with a massive warning, you know, put on the mask and put on, you know, some type of gloves to protect, because all of that stuff, you're sniffing, it goes into the air and it doesn't really go away. The powders, especially, you know, they form in the air. You're still breathing them in. And then if you're not wearing gloves using some of these things, you're soaking it in through your biggest organ in your skin and you're sucking it into your system, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny. So I live in Arizona and we have fruit trees and the fruit is getting ripe and it attracts rats. So this is my first experience with rats, and I was doing some research the other day, and to deter the rats, you can put those scented dryer sheets around your backyard to keep them away from the fruit trees. And I'm thinking, okay, so rats know that we're not supposed to be using these chemically filled fragrance, who knows what is on those things.
Right.
But we put them in our house and put them on, you know, expose our clothes to them and breathe it. And it's, you know, smells nice and fresh to us. So just like the cleaning products that we're exposed to, the plugins that are heavily scented, that we're not supposed to be using these crazy chemicals that, you're right, you know, our skin touches and we breathe and our pets walk on. The more natural you can get, when I work with my clients, I go, what would your grandparents use? What would they use to clean? Would they use vinegar, or would they use this like crazy scented, who knows what? We have to take it back to the basics and make it easy on yourself. You don't have to go crazy and go buy, you know, super expensive products. Just, you know, soap and water does a lot. Vinegar does a lot. Borax is a natural, great laundry detergent additive, and really make sure you're not adding those fragrances, because I always use this bathtub analogy. So you've got a bathtub, right? And you've got the drain at the bottom of the bathtub, and inside the bathtub goes low-grade infections, emotions, the cleaning products you're exposed to, the air you breathe, the water you drink, and your bathtub starts filling up with all these things, and your drain can only drain so much. So if your bathtub starts to overflow and you can't get that drain to be draining everything that you're being exposed to, you're not going to feel that good. We've got to get that drain open to make sure that your bathtub isn't overflowing, which if your bathtub's overflowing, you're definitely not going to feel good. So right. Using products like simple, easy, non-chemically, you know, I see the realities of, you know, the world we live in. And so the less you can do to expose yourself in your home and, you know, the lotion you put on your body and everything else, the more you're setting yourself up for success and draining your bathtub.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. And a lot of people use, you know, essential oils, add a little bit of citrus, some lemon or some citrus into, you know, like you said, just vinegar and water into a glass spray bottle and go to town. I think that bringing it back to like you said, the more simplistic times. But I think we've all, as a society, like we have to use the Clorox and we have to use the Lysol, because that's the only thing, as we see in the commercials, that get rid of 99% of the germs, right? So we have to use that stuff. Vinegar is not going to work, but it will find the other alternatives out there. They're there. You can use them. They're cheaper, you know, so, and you may find yourself being healthier for you and your family. Exactly. What do you think about, what about the products that label themselves, you know, all the ones that are on the top shelf, like at your Target or at your Walmart, that are now, you know, just plants and stuff? I've never really, they're twice as expensive, but I've never really looked at the back of the ingredients. Tell me your thoughts on those products.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I think a lot of times there's what they like to call greenwashing. So they make the label look really natural and organic. And then you look at the label itself and you're like, well, this is not too far from this other stuff that's half the price. So whenever I see the word fragrance, I usually put it back on the shelf. That's usually just a fancy way of saying chemicals. But for me, I just keep it simple with the vinegars, and because just like our stomach has a microbiome, our skin has a microbiome. And so I'm like, all right, it costs less to use this natural stuff and I don't have to do the research. I think there's an app called Healthy Living or something that you can scan the barcodes of the products and it will come back and rate it for you. But for me, I just keep it really simple because I'm just like, I don't, there's some words in there that right. I'm not sure if that's good or not. So I just caution anyone to not be, victim to greenwashing and marketing. It's like the pink tax, you know, women seem to pay more for our razors and all that fun stuff. So just be aware of the greenwashing that we can be victim to.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, there is so much out there. And, you know, every time I feel like I walk into a store, there's another product that yet is supposed to do the same thing, but be less invasive to our bodies. And yeah, there's just too much. There's just so much out there that I really think trying to live that simple, you know, that simplistic type living and not having to worry about that and just bringing it back to something that's easy is probably, I mean, it's just the best thing that we could probably do for our mental stress, just because we shouldn't have to worry about that. And I've been cutting fragrance, anything out of, even like for my kids, like with lotions and stuff, I'm done buying the Bath and Body Works garbage. Yeah, it's pretty, it's cute, it smells good, but it's horrific for our systems. And I think as people that have chronic illnesses, chronic meaning it's happened for a very long time, obviously, when you, like you mentioned with the bathtub, putting, you know, over and over and over again, there's so many layers that have accumulated through so many years and so much time that it's not going to sometimes be a quick fix. There's many layers to unravel in order to get deep down to what's really going on in our bodies. So you can't try something for a week or 2 weeks and think, oh, that's not going to help me. Well, no, you've got something that's chronic that's been ailing you for so many years. You it's going to take time to get rid of all of that.
Exactly.
So we have to be patient. We have to be patient. And so often we're looking for the quick fix, as I was through so many years. I'm like, somebody just fix me. I just want to be better. Yeah. I don't want to feel like this. And we all don't want to, but we all have to, in order to get back to really what's happening in our bodies, we have to put in the time and we have to know that it's not going to be a quick fix, but you have to know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, you know, if you're willing to put in the work and the effort.
Yeah. It takes a long time for our bodies to show signs of illness. And so, and I get it, when I was in the depths of my illness too, I was like, I just need to get a glimmer of feeling good. But it just takes time. And, you know, that was another thing that I was thinking of when we were talking about the things that we're exposed to and how, you know, if we get in this thought process of that stress wheel of like, oh, now I've got to, you know, make sure that my environment's totally natural. If you're listening to this and you're starting to think about that, stop, breathe, because the stress that you're going to, and the pressure that you're putting on yourself to make all these changes and financially pay for them is going to hurt more than the stress of being exposed to the cleaner, you know, that you're using. So emotion plays a huge role in our well-being. And if somebody would have told me that in the thick of my illness, I would have probably said, you're crazy. Like, I am fine. Like, I'm just tired of being tired. But there is a huge emotional component to any type of illness that we also have to pay attention to, and putting pressure on ourselves to obtain perfection is just not realistic or healthy in that other sense either.
So good. That is so true. So yeah, you utilize what you have, get through it. And then the next time you need to, you know, go buy another product, rethink it. And when next time you're at the, you know, reaching for something in that cleaning aisle, little baby steps can accumulate, you know, make big strides if you continue to just do little by little. And that's what it really, I think that's what it really kind of amounts to, is I think everybody sometimes tries to do so much at one time that it becomes an overload. Yeah. And, you know, on days that you're, especially when you have an illness, I know that I used to, on days that I was feeling good, I'm like, I'm feeling good. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to go for a jog. And then the next week I'm paying for it. Like, you can't do that. Do a little every day. Just stand and move your body. If you're, you know, just little every day. And it really, it's just making tiny adjustments sometimes, you know? Mm-hmm. All right. So now that we've kind of, sorry about that whole thing. I just wanted to clear that up with mold. And sometimes things aren't literally right in front of our face. But you were talking about optimizing and nutrients and everything with the vitamin D's and B12s, and iron is another big one too, especially for women.
Yes. Yes. Iron is, I would say half the women that I see are low in iron. So, you know, whether you're on a vegetarian diet or, you have parasites like to eat iron. Like it could be, you know, then we also have our menstrual cycles. So we're losing iron every month. It can be a multitude of reasons why your iron can be low. But fixing iron alone could change your life. I mean, women will come to me, I'm losing my hair, I'm pale, like I'm out of breath. Like I cannot, you know, I feel like I'm dying. And I'm like, well, you have literally no iron in your body. Like we got to get this up. And, you know, whether it's, I really try and focus on food first. I try not to be that person that's going to send you home with a million supplements. So if we can add a little bit of red, you know, high quality red meat, grass fed. If they're not comfortable with that, you know, we'll add iron supplementation in, whatever it is to be able to boost those blood stores of iron, because iron gets oxygen throughout your body and controls so much, and nothing's going to work right if you don't have that oxygen and that iron stores going through your body. So especially women that have just had babies, they definitely need to make sure that their iron statuses are good. Can definitely be a reason for losing your hair and having skin issues and fatigue.
What is the optimal range for iron?
So I always look at the ferritin, and that is your iron stores. And I like to see that above 75.
Is that what you would normally see like on your blood work?
Yes. So normally if somebody comes to me and they, especially if it's a woman, but I see this with men too. A lot of times their iron stores, that ferritin marker is 20s, 30s, even even down in like 8 or 9. And I'm like, whoa, 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 this is bad, bad, bad. Like you need, no wonder you don't feel good. And it's an easy fix. I mean, it takes some time, but you know, by adding in some food sources, spinach and meats, it will, you know, we can start slow using a cast iron pan. We can start slowly building that blood back, and that alone, a whole new person in some of my clients. It's amazing.
What is the average iron that they look for on your blood work?
You know, so it's funny because iron's a squirrely one. Like, you know, sometimes doctors will catch it. You know, I remember in my past working with my doctor, they were like, anytime ferritin's below 50, you probably don't feel good. And I'm like, the clients that I work with very rarely have those doctors that will flag it below 50. But it's really dependent on who you're working with. You know, some people will come to me and they'll be like, it's an 8, and they say I'm fine. I'm like, there's no,
what?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my gosh. See how much, like, oh my gosh, the things that we have to just be aware of for our own health sake. Wow. That's crazy. Let me ask you a question, 'cause this is always something that I think about. What is the difference? or is there a difference when you buy supplements between the capsules with, you know, the clear, like the clear capsules opposed to like the non capsules? I don't know.
Yeah. They're just like that whole, like hard. Right. So preferably I like the capsules better because those little hard, I don't even know what they call them. The little hard capsule, hard anti-capsules are hard to absorb. Especially if you've have gut issues, they a lot of times will just go in and go out. They're so hard and compacted that it's like to get them to dissolve and for your body to absorb is really hard. My first choice is always actually liquids because that's the easiest way your body can absorb. And so a lot of times if there's a liquid version or a capsule version, I go liquid because it's just, it might not taste good, but it's like the fastest way for your body to get the nutrients or the whatever we're using it for into your body. I also like the idea with the liquid getting it into your mouth microbiome and it affecting everything down to your stomach because we're, you know, it's not just your stomach that we're trying to fix. We're trying to fix your whole body. So ideally in a perfect world, liquid, then goes my second favorite capsules and third favorite, is, least favorite is the hard little shell things.
The hard things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense that you would need, and especially if you are struggling with a parasite infection or anything like that, and your gut microbiome is just not working to its fullest ability, I would imagine, that would be hard to break up and fully absorb. How do you find out if a person can't really absorb these supplements and they're not really noticing a difference, but you know, they're noticing a difference in their wallet. And so they're taking all these supplements and nothing is changing.
Yeah. Well, I experienced that for years. And I think that it came down to not having the right plan. You have to be able, you know, even the clients that I work with, they're like, I feel like I've just with the practitioners that I've worked with before are just kind of whack-a-moling this. And so I think that when you meet with someone, you want to be able to make sure that they have a plan for the next 6 months to move you along to make sure that you're going through the process of healing. And so, you know, I like to meet with everyone about every 2 months, but by month six, you should be feeling really good, especially if you're on the plan, sticking to the plan, because the issues are in your blood work. And so we know what the issues are. And then we've just got to fix them by using different supplementation per the person. But if you feel like you're kind of just getting that whack-a-mole, you know, pill for an ill type treatment, like whether that's a medication or a supplement, like, oh, I've got this symptom here, take this. I don't go after symptoms. I go after optimizing them. So yeah, you might have a headache, but I'm not going to give you a natural version of something to fix your headache. I'm going to try and optimize your whole body. And then all of a sudden, you know, if you'll be like, I haven't had a headache. So that's another version, you know, of the greenwashing. They call it green medicine, where what's the difference between taking a medication or a supplement? You know, if you're just treating one for one, you know what I'm saying? It's like, no, let's come up with a plan. Let's get to the root cause and let's get you out of the system so you don't have to do this anymore.
Right. All right. I feel like we've covered quite a lot of information. So is there anything else that you want everybody to know about their blood work or anything else that they should be aware of or look for? We've talked about the neutrophils and the lymphocytes, the monocytes, your eosinophils, and a lot of the nutrients. Make sure we have a plan. Whoever it is that you're working with, find somebody who can really kind of work with you on finding the actual root cause of what is kept, you know, going on in your body and kind of work from there. Is there anything else?
You know, I think one last thing that I want to touch on is just the food portion of it. A lot of times by the time clients come to see me, they've restricted a lot. And I get it because I did the same thing. I thought, oh, if I just take out this version, this whole group of foods and this whole group of foods, it will make me feel better. And while that's a good thought, it gets the inflammation down immediately. It's not a place we want to end. And so I also want people that are listening to this to go, okay, make sure your practitioner is working with you to make sure that you're at being able to add food groups in, because life is not about restriction. Food is a way of having community and sitting down to a meal and reducing your stress. We want to work on adding foods, not taking away foods. So that's another thing that I want to make sure that listeners are not thinking, oh gosh, I got to take out all these food groups. No, a healthy body should be able to digest these food groups. And so make sure that your practitioner is putting you on a plan to add in and not take away.
So what do you say to those now I have been on a plan most of the summer. I have a lot of gut issues. And I started a whole vegan diet. You know, I was literally fruits and vegetables for many, many months. And I was feeling better. But as time kind of went on, I didn't know what I really wanted to eat. And I was hungry all the time. Yeah. And then I started adding in some protein, some of the chicken. And I noticed myself not feeling 100%. Like, I was feeling good in the beginning. But then I started to not feel well. And I think that maybe because I was lacking different nutrients that I had prior to. So when somebody has gut parasites, how do you tackle that first?
Yeah. So, and I hear you, it's hard when you get to that point where you've restricted and then you start adding in, you're like, do I feel better? Do I not? So sometimes you do have to take away food for, a certain food groups while you go after parasites or whatever your issue may be. But that's a temporary fix. I want to make sure that, we have to do this to make sure that you have enough energy to get through your day. You know, we have to be realistic and that you have to live your life too. So a lot of times I say, when it comes to diet, you know your body. And if you're at a point where adding in this food group doesn't feel right to you and it like really in your core doesn't feel right, doesn't feel right because there's a fear attached to it. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't feel right to you right now, then let's not go there. But we do eventually, after we fix these infections and we start optimizing you, you need different nutrients. You need healthy fats for your brain health. You need different, proteins and everything, especially as we age. So I get it with when you're going after certain things, and we have to be realistic in how you're going to get through your day. But I don't want it to be where we end and where we go, okay, I feel great. And I'm like, wait, you're only eating three foods still. Like, let's
and that's not good either, because they say you had to have, add the adversity in your diet, because it's not always the best thing to keep eating the same food groups over and over again, or the same, like you said, four or five pieces of food over again. So, okay. All right. Awesome. Well, why don't we wrap things up then? I just have a couple quick questions for you to kind of end on this note. Tell us one thing about yourself that people may not know about you.
Ooh, that's a good question. I grew up in a very lively family, and so I can juggle and I can do all these type of like circus tricks that have been really fun party tricks as I've gotten healthy. I don't know if they've made me more friends or not, but that's usually a surprise about friends that, know me pretty well, that I'm like, I'll pull out a juggle, I'll start juggling. And so that's kind of a fun thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. You can juggle oranges, apples, bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Couple little tricks at a birthday party. I like it. Yeah. You don't have to hire entertainment when Lauren's around.
Exactly.
That's too funny. And then on the last note, what is one piece of advice that you always kind of go back to? Is there always like a quote in your head? Sometimes when something comes up and you're like, a quote pops up, or there's a piece of advice you've acquired along your way, share that with us.
I think when it comes to just about anything that I do, especially when I work with my clients, keep it simple. you know, whether I'm going over blood work with them, there's no reason to make it all crazy sciencey. And let's keep it simple. Let's keep our food simple. Let's keep our house simple. Let's keep our, just take it back. Keep it simple. Because you can try all these crazy things. Trust me, I tried literally everything to get better. And it comes back to keeping it simple. And the simple things are the most effective.
I like it. As we wrap things up, I know there's a lot of people out there now that are totally interested in, you know, learning more about their blood work and can't wait to go back on their portals and go back through their blood work, as I'm going to do too, because I always find that stuff interesting. And when I know more, I'm like, ah, okay, that could make some sense. I like it. Yeah. And then you feel smart for a minute. I like it.
I know. The more tools we have to help ourselves, the better. And, you know, there's so much information out there, and it's like, okay, I've had this blood work, like, and pull out year. I mean, I'll work with clients and they're like, well, how many years back do you want me to send your, wherever you started feeling good? If it's 10 years ago, send me the blood work from 10 years ago. I'm going to start following the trends and everything. So, yeah, go get that free blood work download from my website. Then you can print out your results, compare it, and see what's going on.
Absolutely. And thank you for sharing that with us. So tell everybody then, how can they get in contact with you on social media? What are your handles? And I will put them all in the show notes as well, but tell us where they can find you.
Perfect. So I'm at Medela Healing. That's M as in mom, E as in elephant, D as in dog, E as in elephant, L as in love, L as in love, A as in answer, Medela, healing.com. So I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram. My website's medellahealing.com. I am seeing new clients. So reach out to me, schedule that free consultation, see if we're a good fit. And I hope I can help as many people as I can. That's my mission. Get people out of the system.
Yeah. Thank you so much for, this was a great episode and had so much awesome information in it. And I'm so excited to share it with everybody. So thank you for sharing your knowledge with us. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been really fun.
All right. You have a wonderful day, Lauren. We'll talk soon.
You too.
Take Bye-bye. Care. Thank you all for being here. I am so glad we found each other. See you next time. Have an incredible day, my beautiful friends.